Nearly 2 weeks after Tropical Cyclone Winston ripped through Fiji, more than 60,000 people remain homeless. Major industries have been brought to a standstill, thousands of homes completely destroyed. And to help in the aftermath of the disaster, more than 1,000 Australian Defence personnel have made their way to Fiji, where they're now distributing food and supplies to remote areas and to islands inaccessible by road. Today, the ABC is partnering with Australian Red Cross for a Fiji appeal, and we're joined now by the Fijian Minister for Natural Disaster Management, Inyasero Riatu. He joins me now on the line from Suva. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, and thank you for this opportunity.
The Red Cross Minister says the number of people in need has been rising. More than 60,000 are homeless, thousands more in need. Where would you say your recovery and rebuild efforts are focusing right now?
We are into day 13 of our relief and recovery efforts, we are quite satisfied with the progress that we've made so far. Basically, we focused on three essential areas when we started with our relief after Cyclone Winston. One was the provision of basic needs for all Fijians. You correctly mentioned about the devastation in their homes. A lot of houses were destroyed. So the provision of basic needs for all Fijians was one of our essential tasks. And that includes the provision of temporary shelter, whether it be in the form of taplins or tents. And of course, the provision of food. Most of their agriculture and their livelihood was destroyed.
Yes.
So we focused on the provision of their food. And with that, there is health and hygiene issues, their water, their accessibility, and their forms of livelihood as well. Our second priority was the restoration of essential services. This is important for all Fijians. Again, accessibility was a major concern for us in terms of air, land, and sea. So we're talking about ports and airfields and roads and jetties. And, of course, communications was important as well, restoration of electricity, and again, health and education. So that was our second and major essential task. And thirdly was just the economic recovery. The economy is still important for us. People need to get back to employment. We need the private sector to be functioning, and most importantly, our tourism sector. Those were our three essential tasks.
Yes,
in the major areas.
What about the outlying islands? Because the inaccessible ones, have you been able to? Are you satisfied? You know what's happening there?
At this stage, I must assure you that we have covered every area. We are again thankful to the Australian government and the New Zealand government because the first day, we had the New Zealand Orion with us that did all the aerial reconnaissance and taken aerial photographies for us. And we were able to get a very good knowledge of the devastation in the outer islands. And we have even pushed supplies, including shelter and water, and of course food to these outer islands. So at this stage, we have basically covered almost every community in Fiji with the assets that we have been given.
Minister, the Australian troops, I understand, reached a badly hit island, Koro, and the Australian Lieutenant Colonel James Dugdell says the devastation there exceeds anything he'd seen in his 21 years in the army, worse than Afghanistan and Iraq, to quote him. What do you understand to be like on the ground in Koro?
That is basically the right description of the devastation in Koro. Koro probably is the worst hit of all our communities, and including the outer islands. I was in Wonombalabu yesterday, nothing compared to Koro. So that is where our focus is right now. We have composite teams on the ground, and of course the HMS Canberra. Is already in the vicinity.
And the New Zealand ship, HMN
Canterbury. Yep. Is in Wonombalabu as of this morning.
So, look, tourism is a vital industry for Fiji. You've referred to that already. This must be really worrying you, sort of sending out a message that you're both on, you've got it under control, but to welcome people back. But are you ready to do that yet?
Yes, that probably is the most fortunate part for us because most of our tourism sector facilities are intact, particularly in the Mamanuda and Denarau Coral Coast, Nandi areas, because the cyclone hit part of Ra, and there are only a few, about two or three in that area. So tourism perhaps is a blessing for us, because most of our tourism are back operating as usual, and of course we welcome tourists again into that part of Fiji.
So they can book their tickets now, can they?
Definitely, definitely. We look forward to that, and please encourage more Australians to come to Fiji and enjoy our post-Winston hospitality.
Good. Well, look, I do wish you well. Thank you very much indeed, Minister, for taking the time to speak to us today.
Thank you. Thank you indeed.
The Fijian Minister for Natural Disaster Management, Inya Seruriatu, and you may have heard the ABC is partnering with Australian Red Cross, as it's one of the lead relief agencies in Fiji, with its own staff and volunteers throughout the islands, and they support rescue and relief and development. Our audiences can make donations through the website. If you can't book a ticket, make a donation. abc.net.au/appeals. abc.net.au/appeals. The site also has information on how to donate to any of the more than a dozen agencies working there.